Hi, welcome back to Storytime with Tula Jane and Mother in the Wild.
Thank you, Tula Jane. Today we will be reading Kate the Lion Tamer by Meredith Honecker. And this is a special birthday dedication for our new friend Killian. Happy birthday, Killian! Are you ready?
Get cozy!
Kate was an adventurous child. She liked to climb and run and explore and imagine and create. One day, her family went to the circus. There were many things to see at the circus. There were clowns, there were jugglers, and there were lots and lots of animals. Kate saw little dogs and big camels. She saw ponies and zebras and even an elephant. But her favorite animal was the lion. She liked the lion because it had a beautiful red mane, and red was Kate's favorite color. The lion tamer guided the lion through tricks and steps, over chairs, through hoops, and under tables. She even put her head into the lion's mouth. On their way home, Kate told her parents how much she loved watching the lion and that she wanted to be a lion tamer someday. When Kate and her family got home, she was still thinking about the lion tamer. She took one look at the family cat, a cat with red fur the same color as the lion's mane, and she got an idea. Kate gathered up all of her neighborhood friends and told them about her idea to create their own circus. Her neighbor Johnny brought his big black dog, which was tall enough to ride like a horse. Karen from down the street had two small dogs that would howl along to any song. Kevin brought over his guinea pig in a ball so it could race through an obstacle course. And Susie brought her two twin brothers who liked to laugh and already acted like clowns. And Kate made a mane for her cat Doug so that she could be a lion tamer. The children assembled all of their parents in the backyard and prepared to put on a wonderful circus performance. Doug rode on Johnny's big dog to start the show. Then Karen brought out her two dogs and the three of them sang everyone a song. Kevin and his guinea pig raced through an obstacle course together. After that, Susie and her brothers dressed up as clowns, and Susie told jokes while the two brothers laughed and laughed. Then it was time for the big finale. Kate and Doug came out in front of the crowd. Kate guided Doug over chairs, through a hoop, and under a table. She even got him to open his mouth so that she could put her hand inside, and Doug didn't bite her. Everyone clapped and cheered for all of the kids. They had put on a wonderful circus. And that's how Kate became a lion tamer. Thank you so much for requesting this book. We hope you are having a wonderful birthday. If you have a special book that you would like to request, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com, where you can find the page in our upcoming events. And to purchase this book, please visit the description. There you will find the link to our Amazon affiliate shop.